Good morning. My guests this morning are Hillary Moore, Pat Hayes, and Jeff Savage from Off the Page Readers Theater. And if you're wondering what kind of theater they do, they're going to do it right now.
Winning and Losing at Rummy Cube by Susan Starbird. Twice, my husband and I went cold turkey. It started harmlessly enough. The first time is free, isn't that what they say? We were honoring the memory of my mother-in-law, who dropped dead right before she was to leave the house for her weekly Rummy Cube bout. Then we got carried away, and it took me into territory I hadn't visited since I was, say, about 3 years old. First, while my mother-in-law had taught me the rules of the game and had stunned me with the speed of her long, fake nails flashing through every shuffle and slap down, I had zero understanding of the strategy she applied.
And so, when we started playing in my mom's honor, usually during dinner, my wife usually lost. We'd set the table and lay out the game, sit down, eat, and play, and she would lose. The next night would be the same, and the next, night after night, month after month.
Eventually, I learned enough to win about one in every seven games, but what joy is there in being tossed a bone, a tease, to keep me engaged? I got more and more demoralized. At the same time, I got more and more addicted.
She refused all friendly advice. She insisted on playing no fewer than three hands during dinner, hoping to improve her statistical odds. Given how early I go to bed, this pretty much blew off our whole evening.
Enraged by my losses, I pouted. Now I pride myself in being a good sport. But I stuck out my lower lip and crinkled my nose in an angry frown. I, the competitor who breezed through both failure and victory with grace, I was pouting. The anguish was unbearable. I wanted to scream, cry, and stamp my feet. How could I possibly be so lousy at such a stupid game? My mother-in-law, lovable but uneducated, superstitious, and impulsive, would have blown me out of the water with her strategy in the first few turns. And now her son, who'd never shown a particular interest in the game before, was trouncing me with ease night after night. My ego was in shambles over a game that in complexity is only one or two steps above checkers.
So this is Off the Page Readers Theater. And is that from the new show, Lost and Found?
Yes, this is just a teaser. It's not the whole piece.
Right, okay.
From our new show, Lost and Found.
What are your plans for the future?
I'll just say in general, now we manage to perform about two shows a year, and that's because it's a lengthy process. We are performing 99% local writers' works. So what we do is put out a theme, which takes considerable discussion to come to a theme that we all agree on, and then we call for submissions. And then submissions come roaring in from all over Sonoma County and close by. And then we have to read, you know, thousands of pages and pick pieces that fit together like some sort of a concert almost. There has to be a flow to them. And that means poetry, plays, narratives, fiction, all kinds of writing.
Excellent. So this current play, Lost and Found, is going to be presented on June 3rd and June 10th at Mockingbird Books in Sebastopol, sort of right around the corner from Copperfield.
Yeah. And they're just wonderful hosts, and we love being there. And our audience so far has loved being there, too, because we're presenting from the world of books, and there we are in a bookstore.
Right.
And we have another performance as well at another lovely venue that we've also performed in many times before, and that is June 11th at Church of the Oaks in Cotati.
Great. Thanks very much for coming in. If you want to find out more about Off the Page Readers Theater, see their Facebook page, Off the Page Readers Theater. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.